Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
The Delphi murder investigation keeps taking new twists and turns as it has since the beginning. Not necessarily talking about Odinism at this exact point in time. I mean, it's certainly there, but some new developments of leaks going on in this case. The leaks this time being very sickening, and we're just learning about them, having a lot to do with the images of the girls that are coming out. Leaks come from somewhere, and it's usually someone that has some sort of intention with them. What possibly could be the motive to have leaked photos like this to the public, other than just someone sick and wants to, you know, throw it out there?
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, I mean, the poor families of these two young girls who have been killed, and for years, their perpetrator hasn't been brought to justice, whether it's Richard Allen or whomever. I mean, this is a case that went cold. Lots of criticism of law enforcement, a lot of kind of, I would say, unorthodox behavior by the part of the defense. And again, we're still getting information. This is really breaking. It sounds like, but again, we don't know yet, that these leaks may have come from someone that worked for the defense. As a former prosecutor, I mean, the last thing you want is your law enforcement or folks in, you know, the district attorney's office to be leaking this type of information. It's a problem both for the victims. It's a problem, frankly, for the defendant as well. You don't want to taint the jury pool and have this information out there. You know, evidence needs to come in through the proper means in a court of law. Mm-hmm. I understand that this case has gotten a lot of attention. I'm sure there's folks that want to see this, but it's just not appropriate. So I'm hoping that this leak came from the defense only because it's just going to make an already potentially difficult prosecution even more difficult if really law enforcement and prosecutors aren't doing a good job controlling the evidence in the case.
Let me ask you why, in your opinion, you think they went down the Odinist route in the document that they submitted about a month ago now. It seems that if Richard Allen is in fact innocent, were they put into a corner of, look, you may be innocent, but we got nothing to show that you're innocent? Were they just so backed there, like everything, the little that they have does point to you, and we don't have a whole lot that doesn't point to you, even though he's the one who raised his hand and said, hey, I was there, you know, just how can I help? And then he ends up getting arrested for this. Were they just backed into a corner? They needed something really dramatic to take down the road here with this, or is this just really poor decision-making on the part of his attorneys?
Look, it's tough to defend these types of cases because whether it's a death penalty case or not, I mean, you're usually not getting any type of discount, right? It's either going to be a life in prison or a capital case. So, you know, if you're the defense attorney, and here, apparently Richard Allen, he's confessed, right? If you don't get this confession suppressed, you're really swinging for the fences. These are Hail Mary type arguments. They got to argue why, you know, folks in the law enforcement system or in prison corrections officers have a reason to try to coerce this confession, right? And again, I'm not saying that this argument has any chance, but you know, this is all you got if you're defending someone like Richard Allen and you're really confronted with this confession. You got to have some sort of explanation for the jurors as to why someone would confess to killing two girls and why that confession would be involuntary. So I don't think it's going to stick, but this is what the defense lawyers do because they only need to pick off one juror.
Do you think that the confession will make it into trial or are they going to find some way to suppress that?
I think so. I think law enforcement has done a better job nowadays. These confessions usually are videotaped, recorded. You know, they're trained not to say or do anything that may get the confession suppressed, especially in a murder case like this, right? They've had years. It's not like, you know, this just happened today. They picked him up. So hopefully, you know, I would think that, you know, the folks that were investigating in these cases, these were experienced officers that know what to say and what not to say to get a confession in and make sure it's not suppressed.
I imagine at some point we will hear the audio of that confession. And I'm wondering if this is going to come down to be either the nail in Richard Allen's coffin or if it's going to be the thing that sets him free. Are we talking mainly the tone of the voice, the way the message is delivered to the family, then how the jury interprets that?
You know, it really comes down to two issues. The first is, I mean, you got to get it suppressed. If you're the defense, you got to get it suppressed before trial. Once it comes in, I think Richard Allen is toast. So there's a couple of ways you can go about it. You can try to attack the Miranda warnings and the waiver, right? Everyone knows someone's arrested, they're given those warnings. They got to make a knowing and voluntary waiver of those rights. If that doesn't happen, the Miranda warnings are incorrect or the waiver is problematic, maybe you can get it suppressed on that basis. The other is, of course, is that the confession itself is involuntary, it was coerced, right? It was beat out of him. They promised him something that they shouldn't. So unless you can get the confession suppressed because of the Miranda issue or the voluntariness, it's going to come in and the jurors are going to hear that. And usually often that's enough to get someone convicted.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.